Hi, this is Gary Washburn, pastor of Grace Tabernacle. Thank you for tuning to our podcast today. Our hope is that this message inspires you and builds your faith. For more information about Grace Tabernacle and our ministries, please go to gracetab.org and like us on Facebook. Now, may the message feed your soul. Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday, January 27th, 2021, and I'm here with my partner, my soulmate, my wife, love of my life of how many years?
Almost 45.
45. I knew that. I knew that. And my high school sweetheart. And she has a word today that's going to just bless you and going to encourage you. Entitled Surrender to Love.
Surrender to Love.
And it's going to be good. And I want you to listen closely, get your Bible, and get everything ready to just turn off the phone, turn everything aside, and pay attention. And this word's going to bless you.
Amen.
We just bless you now. And Lord, we just welcome your presence. And we thank you for the church family you've given us. Thank you for their attentiveness. And thank you for them tuning in tonight. And Lord, you'll use this. However you do it, all across the internet, put it in the right place at the right time to help people. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Pam, take it
all
away.
All right. Speak. I have been reading a little book that a lady gave me, and I just keep going over it and over it because there's so much rich meat in it. But it's called On the High Road to Surrender. Mm-hmm. Surrender is a hard thing for a lot of us. So, but one of the little sections in that book, it said this, and it just sparked so much within me that I had to prepare a message because of it. So the little paragraph that I read that really sparked something in me was, until you love me more than these, you will continue to fail.
Wow.
As you seek me above all else and love me above all others, I will bring you out of failure and into victory. Mm. Now that sparked so much going on in my heart when I heard that. So first I want to go over the three types of love. I know you've all heard them probably numerous times in your life, but I still want to review them. The phileo love, of course, we know as the brotherly kind of love. Like if we have a close friend, we have a brotherly kind of love for them. And that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Then there is the eros love. And that is the type of love between a man and a woman and their attraction to one another. And then as marriage ensues, then it's the sexual intimacy that comes from that and our desire for one another. And then there's agape love, which is the self-sacrificing love, the kind that Jesus gave and God gave when he gave his only son to be our savior on the cross. He sacrificed his only son and Jesus was willing and he sacrificed his life for us.
Self-sacrificing
love. So that's really crucial that we remember that. Now I'm going to read a few scriptures to you and I just want you to listen as I read this. It first of all, it talked about that Peter and the other disciples, they were distraught over Jesus had just been buried. They didn't know what they were going to do with their life. And Peter just says, I'm going fishing. And of course, the other said, hey, we'll go with you. I guess they didn't have anything else to do either. So they go out fishing and they don't catch anything all night long. Well, you know how discouraging that can be. I mean, when I fish for an hour, I expect to be catching something. Mm-hmm. And it's a little discouraging when you don't. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, when morning comes, they see Jesus, or they don't know it's Jesus, but they see someone on the seashore. And he says, children, have you caught any fish? I mean, that is a term of endearment to me, to think that Jesus used that sweet language of children. Have you caught any fish? Mm. I mean, he knew their discouragement and he's asking them, have you caught any fish, children? Mm-hmm. And of course, they said no, and they didn't still know that it was Jesus yet. And he just says, throw your net on the other side, and you'll catch a boatload of fish. Mm-hmm. So they did, and they were even unable to draw it in by themselves. And then the disciple whom Jesus loved, this guy had much self-confidence that he was loved by Jesus. And he knew it. And the disciple that Jesus loved says, it's the Lord. He tells Peter, it's the Lord. Well, how would he know it's the Lord? None of the others knew it was the Lord, except he was with him. He paid attention to his miracles. So he knew there was no one else that could have done that. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, I think the most special part to me that I got out of it was he knew his voice. He knew his Savior's voice. And he's like, it's the Lord. So now what I'm getting ready to go into hinges kind of on that. Okay. So they had eaten breakfast after they got to shore. Jesus had already had breakfast fixed for them, and they had eaten breakfast. And Jesus asked Peter to three times, Peter, do you love me? Peter, do you love me? Simon, do you love me? And now, do you think when Jesus kept asking Peter that, he was wanting him to compare himself to John, who knew he was loved, you know, and that was he wanting comparison? No, Jesus would never do that.
No.
He wanted Peter to see the weakness really in himself, the weakness of his relationship with Jesus. Hmm. He wanted him to own up to that, kind of like, would we say, do you love Jesus as much as I do? No, I don't think so. No, Jesus would never want us to compare ourselves to one another like that. That's not his way. But so let's look at Matthew 26, verse 31 through 33. And I hope you're looking in your Bibles right now. Matthew 26, verse 31 through 33. And it says, then Jesus said, all of you will fall away on account of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered. But then, of course, you know, it goes on to say, Peter said, Lord, I don't care who else denies you. I will not. Mm-hmm. I just will not. But he didn't know the weakness that was in him. And as soon as he was asked, hey, you're with Jesus. You're with that guy. No. So he denies him three times, not just once. He denies him three times. And of course, when Jesus is asking Peter, do you love me more than these? He's not asking him to compare his love to that of others. He's wanting Peter to realize, do you see this weakness in you? Do you see this weakness that causes you to fall away so easy? Mm. And I think that's in all of us at times. Mm-hmm. There's something in us where we are not intimately acquainted with our Savior that can draw us away. And we can all of a sudden realize our weakness. We have a weakness. Mm-hmm. And the Lord knows that. So when he asked him, three times. The first two times, Jesus says, do you love me? He was using the Greek word agape, the unconditional kind of love like God has, and like when he gave his son, the self-sacrificing kind of love. And of course, he wasn't asking for information because he knew Peter did not love him like that. But he wanted Peter to start thinking. And Peter would respond every time, well, Lord, you know I love you. But his kind of love was the phileo, the brotherly, like I have a close friend, that kind of love. And so that was kind of an eye-opener, I'm sure, to Peter. But I want to tell a little story that I read in this book. It's about a pastor, and this is a true story. It's about a pastor, and he had the opportunity to present the gospel in Spanish. And he discovered the difference between these two types of love that is preserved in their language, unlike our language. You know, we use love for, I love tacos, I love my dog, you know, all those kind of things. Well, what kind of love is that? And so we use love so differently. But this pastor said that the Spanish gospel has Jesus asking Peter, and I'm going to try to speak Spanish. I brushed up on that today. I don't speak Spanish. I just listen to how to say these words. Me amos, which comes from the word amor, meaning love. But when Jesus asked, that's what he was saying. But Peter's response was "Quiero," which carries the meaning "I love you," but literally translates "I want you." I want you. They both express love, but "Quiero" does much more casually. You know, I want you. You know, I want to be with you. But it's not that amor kind of love, that agape kind of love. And just knowing this, can you imagine the inner turmoil that Peter was feeling at that time, considering Jesus had to ask him like three times? I mean, that would make you feel kind of intimidated, like, why does he keep asking me this? And he knew that it was not a self-giving love, unconditional love. Jesus knew that Peter's was not that way, and Peter knew it was not. But Jesus said he wants to love him. He knew that Jesus wanted him to love him more, and he knew Peter in his heart wanted to love him more. But the best part of all is that that was enough for Jesus.
At that moment.
At that moment, that was enough. He knew Peter. He knew all about him. He knew his weaknesses. But he needed Peter to realize his weaknesses. So that he could come up and become all that God intended for him to be. But I love this. Jesus didn't reject Peter's offer of a lesser love. And he will not reject your offer of a lesser love. Which is a glorious thing. That's glorious thing. Because when we're sometimes in hard places, that love wanes a little bit, even like in marriages and in other relationships. But God knows all that about us. And he still offers, says, come. I don't care if it's a lesser love. I still love you.
It makes me think of that hymn, you know, just as I am.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
That God will accept us right there at the, even our weak level.
He Amen.
Still will
Thank
not
God.
Reject us.
He doesn't.
Because we're
does
not,
not
at the place of love we ought to be.
Right.
But
he
takes
that lesser love that we have.
He'll take it.
And he'll take it. He just wants us with him. And so he accepted it. And this is what he did. He even entrusted Peter to ministry, which is amazing. He said, okay, Peter, then feed my sheep. So he tells Peter, knowing that he does not love him the way he should love him, with that self-sacrificing agape kind of love, he just still entrusts him with ministry and says, just feed my sheep, feed my sheep. Now, you know that that must have helped Peter tremendously to know, well, man, I mean, he knows I have this weaker love for him, and John has this great love for him, and I have this weaker love. But yet he accepted that and still gave him something to do in ministry. So when he asked Peter the third time, Peter, do you love me? That time he did not use the agape kind of love. Jesus did not use that. He used the phileo kind of love, which is what Peter was able to give at that time, which I think is so glorious. He'll meet us right where we're at.
He came down to his level.
Yes. He will, just like he came down to our level when he came to earth.
Wow.
But he came down to Peter's level and said, okay, then I if you love me with phileo, that's good.
I'll take what,
I'll take what you have to offer. And so phileo is a beginning type of love that Peter felt. And a lot of times it's the beginning kind of love that we feel in our relationship with the Lord when we come to know him as our Savior. It's all brand new. It's like a friendship. But as friendships grow, it does become that agape love where you love your friend. But not many will love their friend enough to die for him. Right. Not many will do that. Mm-hmm. So the scripture tells us that Peter was grieved in his heart that he would ask him three times using the lowest standard of love. He was grieved. And so Jesus was obviously aware of his shortcomings, but he also saw that Peter, who had been so ready to declare at the Last Supper that he would follow him even to death. Mm-hmm. So God knew, Jesus knew what was really in Peter. Mm-hmm. So Peter must have come to the realization that although he loved Christ dearly as a friend, he just wasn't able to love him with that self-sacrificing love yet. Mm-hmm. But then Jesus tells him, you know everything, or Peter tells Jesus, you know everything, Jesus. You know I love you. I phileo you. But Jesus's response to him, and this is amazing to me, because he sees the beginning from the end. He always sees the beginning from the end. Mm-hmm. He saw the beginning, which is the phileo kind of love. Mm-hmm. He saw that from the beginning. But Jesus's response to him was to let him know that in the future, you will be bringing glory to God, and that he would love the Lord the way he longed to love him.
Wow.
And so through that, Jesus told Peter that what he was actually in for. Hmm. I mean, and Peter could have hightailed it and, okay, I'm done with this. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect this at all. Right. I mean, I have the beginning kind of love, and you're telling me now the way I'm going to die
One day I'm going to actually self-sacrifice my life for love.
Yes. And with all that information that was given to Peter, then Jesus says, now, Peter, follow me. Hmm. And he renewed his call to Peter, and Peter had a choice to make at that moment, like we all have a choice to make right now, even. at the moment, we have a choice to make. Are we going to grow in our phileo love to the agape kind of love that God is calling us to, the self-sacrificing where we take up our cross daily and we follow him? He renewed his call to Peter. And Peter had a choice, and he did end up glorifying God in the way he died. Mm-hmm. So so you know, that was a powerful message on my heart.
Peter was called by Jesus' prophetic words. He said, you know, one day you will do this. That we can say that what God has begun in you, he will be faithful to finish.
He will perfect it.
You too may not see yourself right now being like Apostle Peter or anyone that's a real spiritual, strong person in your life.
And you might compare yourself.
Yeah, don't compare yourself.
You might compare yourself to others. Don't go about doing that. And don't keep yourself from doing things at church or even out in the workplace or whatever. Well, I'm just not strong enough spiritually. I mean, look at so-and-so. They're not afraid to talk about Jesus. They have the right words or whatever it is that's keeping you. You have to know it's the enemy.
Right.
He does not want you to do it. So I want to give you a
prayer. How about praying for them?
Well, I will pray. I want you to be able to do that. I want to hear from you. I want you to tell me one thing that God helped you to do this week to overcome the fear, and that you're growing from phileo into agape love at some point. Mm-hmm. I want to hear that. And we can tell you our testimonies, too, as we're growing.
Oh, yeah.
We're never going to fully reach that. Right. until we go home to be with Jesus.
I like what I heard one minister say. He said, I haven't arrived, but I have left. I've started.
So at least let us know. This week you guys started, okay? That you took that first step to do what you need to do, to surrender to the love of God.
Amen.
I mean, his love for you is unconditional. And you saw how he just was willing to take that offer of phileo love from Peter and use it. Let God use your phileo love right now.
Take you where you are.
Yes, let him take
you. And
start
using you, and you'll grow into what you're supposed to be.
Amen. So let me hear from you this week, okay?
Yeah.
I want to hear something. You can email us, whatever. Yeah. But let us hear from you. But let me pray right now for all of us. Father, I thank you for every person watching tonight.
Thank you.
I pray blessing on them, Father God, that they will not feel less than in mm-hmm. any way, God. That is a lie from the enemy. And I pray that instead that they will turn around, and when they feel that, that they will throw it right back in the enemy's face and tell somebody about Jesus, or just show them love or an act of kindness mm-hmm. of something that can show Jesus through them. And I just thank you for the good reports we're going to hear this week.
I agree.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yeah, let us hear from you. And this message spoke to your heart. Send us an email or whatever. Leave a comment. That really encourages us to know that we're not wasting our time. We're
amen.
Doing something, and God's taking this and using it.
Yes, okay. If it's useful to you, and yeah. I believe it is.
Yeah.
I believe it is.
And we look forward to seeing you Sunday, as
yes.
always. It's a wonderful time on the Lord's Day. We mm-hmm. so much enjoy being with you, and we love you,
yes.
and we pray every day for you in some capacity. We
yes.
don't, I never forget to pray for you. I'm sure Pam does, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need us, give us a call. We're here for you.
Okay. Or email. That's
or email.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. We love you guys. Good night. I hope
Good
you
night.
Have a great evening.
Yes.